It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Jennifer McComb-Tarou.
We had a wide range of seeding dates this year for all crops, including our pulse and soybeans. There's a lot of variability for crop staging and priorities. With this heat, crops are changing quickly. But soybeans are mainly ranging from VE, the emergent stage, where the cotyledons have pulled through the soil, to V1, which is the first unrolled trifoliate leaf. Field peas from V2, the second node stage, to V6, the sixth node stage. And dry beans from VC to V1.
What do farmers need to know about herbicide timing?
Starting with field peas, there's an important window up until and including V6. This is where the majority of post-emergent herbicides can be applied. Many fields are getting close to V6 or have passed this stage. Past V6, there are other options available, but it is more limited. So it is important to be able to properly stage field peas, as scale leaf nodes are not included for staging for herbicide timing. These scale leaf nodes can be below ground, above ground, or one above and one below ground. They are smaller than true node leaves, and branches may develop from them. So to properly understand field pea staging, you need to grab your trowel to see where the scale leaf nodes are located and count your true node leaves from there. A true node leaf is only counted in staging if the clam leaf is fully opened. It's also important to base your staging off the majority of the plants in the field. First, learning how to stage field peas can be tricky. We have more information in our upcoming Bean Report, or reach out to myself or Laura with any questions on this. With the heat, we have seen good growth in soybeans, but also weeds. Although with soybeans, we have a wider window of application for post-emergent herbicide timing, it's always a good idea to manage and target weeds while they are small, well exposed, and earlier on in the critical weed-free period to maintain yield potential. With these conditions, pulse and soybean crops are changing quickly. It's an important time to be scouting for weed pressure and crop staging for herbicide timing.
And finally, Jennifer, talk to us here about post-emergent rolling.
So some fields were not rolled after seeding due to time constraints and field conditions just not being suitable. So post-emergent rolling is an option and is something to consider if your field requires it. For post-emergent rolling for soybeans, target the V1 stage when all plants have grown past the hook and have not yet reached V3. These stages elevate your risk of breakage. Ensure on a warm day and during the hottest part of the day, 25 degrees plus weather, where the plants are most flexible. Do not roll in the morning when the plant trigger pressure is high, which can cause plants to snap. Try to travel with the rows and make sure to stop and check. Field peas can also be rolled post-emergent. Field peas are not as susceptible to breakage as soybeans, since the epicaudal is first to emerge for field peas and the hypocaudal is first to emerge for soybean plants. Field peas can be safely rolled until the second to third node stages. So if you did not get the chance to roll after seeding, post-emergent rolling can be an option depending on crop staging and conditions.
Thanks, Jennifer. Jennifer McComb-Tarou is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.